That's what I'm saying. Let me
post Hope Radio.
He didn't even know who she was, and she knew more about him. See, what I'm trying to warn you guys, because this is the worst part of being a man. I want to give you the worst, and this is what I'm saying. Because Corey has not even walked into the room, and yet guys are talking shit about him. Women can't wait to meet him. Paul Revere is blind as fuck. And Corey has no idea what the fuck he's about to walk into. Corey's thinking, well, shit, it's just game night. You know, I'm going to take a break from all 10 or 5 or 15 women I have. I'm going to go do something different, a breath of fresh air, just hanging out with regular people where nobody's going to try to pick me up. I ain't trying to fuck nobody, and I can just take a break. Like, you know, the movie star that wears, like Michael Jackson, putting on makeup and a mask to go to the music park. I just want to have fun. I just want to get away from it all. And I know for a lot of you guys out there, y'all saying, nah, dude, it can't be that way. Dude, I'm telling you, it is that way. And that's why I tell you, for a lot of you guys, if you're not sure about this motherfucking game, be careful, okay? Because what I'm telling you is some real shit. Now I'm going to post a number. Any of y'all got to call in and got any questions, go ahead. But I'm going to continue this. So Corey gets his wine from the liquor store, calls all of his women who are mad because they can't come to the party. Why won't you got some mad at Corey because why are you going to the party? Why don't you just come over here and let me take care of you? Why don't you come to the party? Look, you're missing out on this. And they'll take a picture of their pussy and all that shit. I'm just telling you what the women are going to do. The women don't want Corey to be in an environment where there's other women, because when you have women, those women are threatened by the fact that you get around new women, because the old women can be replaced by a new woman at any time. I know this shit sounds crazy. That's why I'm taking my time breaking this down, because this is a lot of shit I'm telling y'all. This is a lot of shit I'm telling y'all. It's a lot. But follow Unc on this. So what I'm saying to y'all guys, and y'all can comment, lines open. Corey walks in to the party. Now, please understand, at this moment, there are small pockets of people saying, well, who's the guy? Who's this Corey guy? I don't know. We're going to meet him. I don't know. I don't know. Her. Yeah, man, you hear about him jerking off in some fucking bitch's eggs and shit. Man, who the fuck jerks off in this woman's eggs, makes her eat the shit, and leaves her? I don't know, man. I don't know about this guy. Did you hear about him at the park? He met some chick in the building and took her to the park, and he fucked her, and he was telling all the guys to smell my fingers. What a dick. Guys, I know this shit sound crazy, but when you get pussy and people talk about you, that's what the guys are saying. They don't know you, but they think they know you because of the stories they heard about you, right? So the women, just anxious, looking at the door. You know, they just, you know, got their hand, they just drinking their wine. Is he there? Is he coming? Okay. Hey, Paul Revere. When is that asshole friend of yours coming over? Oh, he should be coming over soon. Yeah, because I can't wait to give him a piece of my mind. I can't believe what kind of ass. You see what I'm saying? They just want to make confirmation. Corey's coming through that door. Now, let me show you what Corey does, unscripted, that makes him wanted. As soon as Corey walks in the door, and Corey sees three fine fucking women in front of him, Corey ain't just going to walk past the women. Corey's going to walk up and I'm sorry. Corey, I got to do it right for you, dog. 508, I'll bring you in 1 second. Corey, I got to do it right for you, dog. Hold on. Wait, let me grab 508 real quick, Corey, and I'll do it right for you. 508, what's your question? Oh, 508, you're there. Going once, going twice. All right, we'll throw you back in. Call back. Maybe your line's messed up. Call back. So, Corey, right now, you're about to walk into the motherfucking room. There are three women that already know your life story because they've already checked out your Facebook page, your Instagram page. They know everything about you. They know when you go to where you went to college, Corey. They know what you do for a living. They know your lifestyle. They know you work out. They know you have a dog. They know you just have this lifestyle. They know you. What happens is when you see those three women, you begin to walk up and then something begins to happen. Out of nowhere, the music isn't playing for Corey. The music is playing in the woman's mind because every word that Corey's saying, they're going to hang on his every word, right? Corey walking that motherfucker. How you ladies doing? I'm new, and allow me to introduce myself. How you doing? My name is Corey. And your name is? Charlotte. How you doing, Charlotte? And your name is? How you doing, Tiffany? And your name is? How you doing, Lisa? Well, hey, ladies, I just wanted to take this moment to say hi to you because I'd be foolish if I walked past all three of you ladies and didn't say nothing. I probably would have nightmares because you know what? When you get around beautiful women, you got to take a moment, just like I love when I love to paint women naked. You got to see beauty. And you know what, ladies? I just want to say hi to you, and I didn't mean to interrupt your conversation, but I just wanted to introduce myself. And you know what? When I get an opportunity and chance, I'll make sure I stop by and speak to y'all again. But ladies, if y'all excuse me, I'm looking for the lady of the house, and I'll talk to you later. Think about this for a second. Women's minds are already fucked up because think about this. What a woman is going to do is she's going to take what Corey's saying versus her man. And what is her man? How do you think her man came to her the first time? Well, I was wondering, well, if it's okay, can I take you out to dinner sometime? Can I kiss your ass enough or take the crumbs that you want to give me to hopefully think that you're going to like me? So she's already blown away by Corey, okay? And guys, I know, wait, hold on, 508, if you're listening, I'll bring you in. Let me know and I'll bring you in. But what I'm saying to y'all guys is that the women are like, oh, shit. They're saying to themselves, who the fuck talks like that? And in their mind, they're adding up. The stories start to become real now. The jerking off in the eggs become real now. The park becomes real now. Smelling his fingers and shit becomes real now because what women do is what I call bite the gold to see if Corey is fool's gold or is Corey the real deal. And a motherfucker that gets pussy, they can't smell pussy on them. They can't smell thirsty. They can't smell weak because Corey is being assertive. All right, so then Corey walking around, he ain't even get to the chick yet. Because before he gets to the chick, there's another group of women. Corey with his cake-ass liquor, with his cake-ass wine bottle in his hand, he's just saying to himself, damn, all I'm trying to do is meet the lady of the house. Ladies, I got a bone to pick with you. Now, I know you don't know me, but how you doing? My name is Corey. I work at fucking Mr. Slate. I work with Fred, Barney, and Bedrock. And ladies, let me tell you something. This bottle right here is starting to get warm. And you know why it's getting warm right now? Because I'm trying to do everything I can to bring this water or this wine to the lady of the house. But how can I bring this wine to the lady of the house when I run into you two women that force me to have to sit here and introduce myself and make sure I get your name? Because when I get that opportunity and chance to talk to you, I'm going to make sure I talk to you by your motherfucking name. My name is Corey. What's your name? Oh, how you doing, Tina? Nice meeting you, Tina. Oh, and your name? What's your name? Oh, your name's Daphne? How you doing, Daphne? Tina, look, I'm going to get back with y'all ladies later, but I got to get this wine to the lady of the house. But ladies, look, I'm going to make sure I talk to you, Daphne, and you, T, later. But ladies, I got to go. It was a pleasure meeting you, and I look forward to talking to you soon. Guys, Corey unknowingly is living up to the motherfucking gossip. He's just being himself. He's not trying to impress anybody. All he's doing is trying to get the fucking wine to the lady of the house. But every time he tries to get there, he's running into woman after woman after woman. Now, the dudes, he ain't stopping. He like see the dudes, hey, how y'all doing? You know, what's up, whatever, right? He just get into what's up. See, as a man, you don't talk to the dudes. You talk to them motherfuckers later. And I'm going to show you how Corey is going to be able to smash Paul Revere's wife. So, he finally gets to Paul Revere's wife. He goes through five women already. That's five women already. And there she is. There. Looking. Oh, he's coming this way. Oh, shit. Girl, get it together. Breathe. Go ahead, girl. Don't look too desperate. Don't look too needy. I know you said you'll give him a piece of your mind, but we gonna chill this out, girl. We gonna act all innocent and crazy. Oh, how you doing? Oh, hey, how you doing? My name is Corey. I'm Paul Revere's friend. We work together at Mr. Slate's office in Bedrock, and I just wanted to I didn't want to come over your house empty-handed. So I don't know what your favorite wine is or anything like that, but I just wanted to add this to you and say you have a very nice place. And I want to say I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to be here. It seems like it's going to be a very interesting party. Now, please, if you excuse me, I don't want to take too much of your time. I like to mingle a little bit and get to know the people around here. Because one thing I don't like to do is sit on my ass. And she like, what? She didn't even get a chance to say shit. Corey floats the fuck off. Now, this is where the jealousy begins to happen, because what you guys don't understand is the three women that watched Corey walk away to talk to the two women was being watched. And when Corey left the two women to talk to the one woman, all five of those women were watching Corey. And Corey, got, and this is what I'm trying to tell you. He ain't do shit. Guys, when I tell you women want to fuck you, off of general principle or off the shit they hear, this is what I'm talking about. But let me show you why Corey cold as fuck. See, even at work, Corey always talking about fucking. Corey's always talking about fucking, right? Corey finally gets with the guys and shit. And Corey doesn't come in like he big, bad, almighty. Corey's just like, hey, how y'all doing, man? I'm Corey. What's going on, fellas? You know, all the guys at first are like, who's this guy? And he like hear y'all talking about football, because Corey's a man that he knows football, basketball, baseball, video games, man movies, and lesbians. He knows all that shit. So anything the guys talk about, because Corey's that kind of life of the party, he can blend in with anybody and make those guys feel like, damn, this motherfucker's cool as shit. See, here's the thing that guys won't do in the beginning that y'all got to learn. The guys are not going to talk about pussy, fucking, and titties like they always do at parties unless they can trust Corey ain't a snitch and he ain't going to go back and tell on them. You see what I'm saying? So once they feel Corey out and shit, they're going to be like, yeah, man, I saw you over there talking to those three fine-ass women, man. Yeah, man, I've been trying to fuck old Tina for a long time. Yeah, I've been trying to fuck that one up. And then Corey like, yeah, well, you know what, man? Dude, I was just going over there and talking to him. But, man, I can see why y'all want to fuck those women. Man, those women are bad as fuck. Yeah, they got some nice-ass bodies, right? Corey is just being Corey. But, guys, I'm going to say something to y'all. And I know that you guys are going to laugh at what the fuck I'm going to say. How many times have you been in the office or been at a party or on a college campus, and all you're doing is talking about ass and titties and fucking, and a woman somewhere appears to get into the conversation, and then y'all stop talking about fucking, and y'all be like, hey, hi, Sandra, how's work? How was your day? Hey, this is Sandra. She works at this plant, and she's this. Y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. Every time y'all sitting around talking about ass and titties, and a woman comes around, y'all guys always change the motherfucking subject because you think because you're talking about sex, it's going to offend the fucking woman. Well, guess what Corey says? Corey says, fuck what that woman thinks. You want to know why? Because she's coming into my conversation. I didn't ask her to join the conversation. So while Corey's talking about how sexy the women are, guess who's walking into the conversation? The motherfucking hostess of the party. Oh, what are y'all talking about? You got Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike. If I like the girl, who cares who you like? Cool it now, all right? Ronnie sits there and says, well, hey, how you doing, man? This place is great, man. Thanks for having me over, right? That's what Ronnie says. Bobby says, well, how you doing, Miss Thang? Yeah, how was work today? I see that you had a long day at work, right? Ricky is saying, man, where are the hors d'oeuvres at, man? I'm kind of hungry. I want to get something to eat. And then Mike is sitting there quiet as fuck. Mike just don't even know what to say. So Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike, if I like the girl, who cares who you like? Cool it now. They don't know what the fuck to say. But not Corey. Corey, you know what Corey going to say? Corey going to take a step back, look back, and say, oh, shit. Hey. Corey going to sit back and be like, hey. How you doing? I didn't even know you were there. But anyway, guys, as I was saying, yeah, you know, when I walked over there to talk to those three sexy-ass women, you know, I was thinking, man, she looked like she could suck a dick with those lips, guys. You know what I'm saying, Ronnie? I mean, Bobby. I mean, we just talking about that shit. Ricky, Mike, you know what I'm talking about? And one by one, Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, Mike will be like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about, dog. And Corey going to be like, okay, well, all right, well, excuse me and go the fuck on, right? But what y'all guys don't understand is that what kind of an individual stands on his motherfucking principle and says what's on his fucking mind and doesn't care about the repercussions. Motherfucking Corey. Corey doesn't give a fuck because Corey don't know these people. But guess what? All the people in the room know Corey. And guess what the women going to do? Well, what did y'all talk about? I saw y'all over there laughing. I saw y'all over there having a good time. And see, what happens, which y'all don't understand, is that women are drawn into the fun. There's always a fun part of a club or a party that makes women want to be a part of that action. Now, the women aren't going to join in. They're going to ask their man, what the fuck was going on? What are y'all talking about? And guess what you think Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike going to say? Man, you know Corey cool, but, man, he just talking about fucking women. Yeah, he was, you ain't going to believe this. He was talking about, hey, look, don't tell Tammy. But he was talking about how hard dick sick and lips are. You see what I'm saying, guys? Throwing salt on Corey to make themselves look better. And y'all don't even realize that it's those things that y'all are doing that's going to make women want to talk to motherfucking Corey. Now, I'm going to give y'all an example tonight. If that woman didn't like me, right? And she hated me so much, why was she compelled to call and talk to me? Now, guys, I want y'all to see the correlation of what the fuck I'm saying in real time. I'm such a dick. I'm such an asshole. I'm so disrespectful and all that bad shit, guys, right? Why not leave? What compelled you to call me when you got a motherfucking man? Y'all ain't even seen what the fuck I'm saying right now. Do y'all understand what Unc is telling y'all right now? Y'all got to see that in real time. Women are will always be intrigued by assholes. Period. A normal person fuck him. I'm not listening to him. Click, right? Wouldn't a normal woman that's not interested in the asshole just turn off and click and run? You remember, what's that motherfucker? My dude in China. Whatever the fuck the dude in China, remember? He didn't like what I said. He cut off and said, you know, I'm sick of it. He's full of himself. Remember that shit? He even said that shit. I mean, I had a dude say it, which is weird, but this is my point I'm trying to make. Ask yourselves this question before I continue. If she wasn't intrigued by me, why didn't she just go away? Think about that. Think about this for a second. What do you think would compel a woman? Now, wait. Now, guys, I'm going to get a little deeper. Did I not call her a bitch? Did I not tell her to shut the fuck up? Did I not tell her to sit her ass down, get her ass up and do the pledge? Did I not do that, guys? And what was my reward? She still called the fucking show. Y'all think the shit I tell y'all is not real? But you saw it in real time tonight. He called me a bitch, told me to shut the fuck up. He said all this shit, right? Who called who, sir? Who was so compelled by the motherfucker that checked her ass, called her a bitch, told her to shut the fuck up, and what did she do? Did she leave? Or did she call and want to talk to me? Think about that. See, guys, y'all think I'm not an asshole. I'm not. But I'm trying to get you to see how life is when you put yourself first. The average guy, she would have went on his show and she would have left. Because you want to know what? She would have talked shit to him. He'd be like, I'm sorry. We've got a lady in the room. Guys, you've got to be respectful. Hi, lady. I just want to say hi to the lady that's in the room. How you doing? And if we say anything that's disrespectful, please correct us because I'm sorry, right? She would have left that fucking room, right? What you think got her fucking old ass panties wet? When's the last time she talked to a motherfucker that checked her ass at the goddamn door? When's the last time you think she had that thrill and excitement to try to challenge a motherfucking man? Because think about this. Think about this. Here's the thing, Cody. Check this out, Cody. You're right. 1,000. Check this out, Cody. Check this out. If her man was that important to you, why would she run off and talk to an asshole like me who don't give a fuck about what she thinks? I played the soap opera and used the town whore. Did she leave? No. I ended the soap opera with the town whore. Did she leave? No. What did she do? She stayed in even longer. Guys, I'm going to show you something that y'all didn't see. Now, guys, guys, I'm going to show you how cold I am. But before I show you how cold I am, I want to ask you guys if you know what was the thing I did that y'all didn't even see me do. And y'all, I'm just take the first. If y'all don't know, just say you don't know. What is the thing that I did that y'all missed? What was the number one thing I did? And remember, I don't know her at all, but what was the number one thing that I did to that woman? Come on. Well, as anybody you know, just guess. This is a class. Guess. What did Unk do? What did Unk do? Because this is how I'm attached Corey. Does anybody know? If y'all don't know, I'll tell you. But I just want to see if anyone can guess of what I did. And anybody guess what Unk did? Let's see. Motherfucker. Right here, TD, Cody, y'all, look, right there. No, Jefferson, wasn't that, Jefferson, check it out. Let me tell you what it was. Called her a bitch. Told her to shut the fuck up, didn't I? Told her to stand her ass up and do the pledge. I played the whore clips and all that other shit. But I also told her what to do. And she told me, remember? My man is probably sleeping. And she still called the motherfucker up because I instructed her to call him up. Do you see that? I told her what to do, and she did it. I told her what to do, and not only did she do it, told her man what to motherfucking... She told her man what I told her to tell her man. If I had a mic to drop right now, I would just drop it. Y'all don't even see how deep what would happen. Y'all don't even see how women deal with men. And then, what else did she do? She tried to complain. She tried to complain to my lady about me. She tried to win my woman over by trying to throw me under the bus. Do you see that shit? Dude, y'all think I make this shit up? No, man. Dude, this is a bomb show today because y'all got a lot of life lessons today because y'all saw some real-time shit go down unscripted. Let me tell you how deep it is. Didn't Whiskey kick her ass out the room? And didn't she bring her ass back in the room? Wait, let me take a moment right there, Rick. I'm going to say it again. Whiskey kicked her out the room, banned her. And what did we say? Bring her back in. And what, Whiskey, you did you ban her out the room or you kicked her out, Whiskey? Did you ban her or kick her out? Which one did you do, Whiskey? Did you ban her or kick her out the room? Which one did you do, Whiskey? Because, gentlemen, if she wasn't interested in me and interested in what I did, only did she come back. She tried to tell me what I was. Think about that shit. Dude, I'm going to get back to Corey, but I just want you guys to see something, okay? I want you guys to see the respect a man commands out of women. Dude, what guy do you know calls a woman a bitch, tells her to shut the fuck up, get your ass out, bans her out the room, unbans her, comes back in and calls and does exactly what she's instructed to do? Call your man up. Well, what did she say? He might be sleeping. He might be sleeping because he's got to work in a few hours. And what the fuck did she do? She motherfucking woke his ass up, made him call in, hung up the phone, and cussed his ass out because he didn't lie about her weight. Guys, I don't make this shit up, dude. This is how the game works. But let me get back to Corey and shit. Corey is like, you know what? I want something to drink, guys. I'll be right back, right? Corey goes into the kitchen, all right? Corey's in the kitchen trying to get something to drink and shit, minding his own motherfucking business, feeling shit around. And then all of a sudden, she walk into the motherfucking room, and Corey like, oh. Corey, like, the music going, oh, shit, wait, where's the woman at? My Spidey senses. See, that's Corey's Spidey senses. When the music comes on, that's Spidey sense. That means there's a woman around he got to spit yak to. Where the fuck? Oh, hey, how you doing? I heard about you. What are you talking about? Well, I heard from the grapevine that you one of those guys. Well, with all due respect, I don't want to be rude because this is your place, but to be honest with you, you don't really know me like that. And what you really think is really none of my business, to be honest with you. But because it's your place, I'm not going to say anything disrespectful, but I just don't like a woman coming up to me and disrespecting me like that. What? And guess what? I was just joking. I was just playing. It's just that, you know, you're just so different. Well, well, you know what? I appreciate that. And if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go back in the room, but thank you, and I'll talk to you later. Her mind. And all night. And so let me explain something about you guys where y'all fuck up. See, why do I always tell you the kid, I'm not childish, but the child has never died in me. Why do I always tell you, you know, I play video games, I love geeky movies, I'm a big-ass kid, right? Take life as fun. I don't look at it as something bad. But, like Corey is the same way. when it's time to play Pictionary and all that other shit or make a fool out of yourself, what do you think the average guy is doing? They're not going to do anything. They're just going to sit on the wall and be like, I don't want to embarrass myself. I don't want to embarrass myself in front of Tammy and Tina and all this other stuff. So Corey's like, yo, Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, Mike, if I like the girl cares you like, cool it now. Hey, man, hey, y'all going to go over there and play Pictionary? Ronnie, I'll think about it. Bobby, I don't know. My girl's mad at me. Ricky, I'm just not good at that. And Mike, I'll let you know later. But wait, guys, the women over here playing. What we can do? Look, check it out. We have a good fun. We have a good time. Make the women laugh and shit. And then y'all put your beard in. Ronnie, well, you know, we've been friends for like 5 months, 3 weeks, 14 days, 16 hours, and fucking 15 minutes, and I don't want to jeopardize that. Bobby's saying, well, man, I don't know, man. You just coming off so abrasive and so strong. And then Ricky and Mike be like, yeah, man, I don't know, man. You might fuck up our chances with these girls if we hang out with you. Corey like, okay, gave y'all a chance. I'll just go over there myself and play. And that motherfucker just walk his fucking ass over there and starts playing with everybody, making a fool of himself, making the women laugh, smile, blush, think, and react by making himself look like a fool. And I don't mean making himself look like a fool. I'm saying Corey's not taking himself seriously. Corey's going to enjoy every moment he has wherever he's at because he doesn't need to go to a party to be the life of the party. Do y'all see what I'm saying? Most of you guys right now will go to an event or somewhere and just sit on the sideline, sit up on the wall and hold the building together. Some of you guys will look and cower in the corner. Nah, man. A real motherfucker is going to make a life experience out of everything he does. That means it's a new chapter. So he might be drawing some fucked up stick figures and pictures and shit, but he's laughing. He's showing all the women why he gets so much pussy. And he ain't even trying to fuck. Just being himself. A right, if that's your last name. He's being a right. That's all he's doing. But even in that, Corey's so cool, Corey ain't even trying to fuck the women because guess what? That night, who do you think is going to be talked about in every fucking circle? Corey. And those women who have his Facebook, guys, y'all don't know stalking. Some guys that go to the gym and shit, some guys like to get their information out. You know, I'm about to head to the gym. I'm rolling to the gym and shit. Or I'm at this gym right here and all this other stuff, right? I'm not trying to freak you guys out. But you got to understand the rules of sexual catfishing. Okay? I didn't say that shit where a motherfucker steals someone's photo, then they meet and the bitch is fat. No. I said sexual catfishing. A woman will create a fake profile to friend Corey, like his shit, get used to him, and then when talking about I like to work out, I like to play golf, I like to do whatever the fuck Corey likes to do, the woman can position herself to ask the question, oh, dude, you in my city, dog, where you work out at? Dude, where you like to hang out? What club? I see you about to get ready for the club, Corey. What club you usually go to, man? If I get a chance, I'll go there. See, I know what I'm telling you guys sounds fucking crazy. And I know a lot of you guys can never imagine a woman taking a profile and being somebody else to get more information about somebody so she can, look, hey, ready? Accidentally on purposely bump into Corey. That's the plan. But the plan is I got to bump into Corey before the other women do because I'm trying to get my hands on him first. When y'all look at women, y'all think, I have a salad and some water and I'm a good girl. I go to the orphanage on Fridays. I feed the homeless on Saturdays, and I just love to pet the animal. You know all that good girl bullshit that they spew on you motherfuckers? When a woman wants to fuck a guy, and that's the key, when a woman wants to fuck a guy, she's going to do everything she can to find out information on how to position herself. Now, follow me on this. A woman is not just going to go up there and say, hey, Corey, how you doing? I saw you at the party. I want to suck your dick. No, that's fake. That's a lie. That's a lie. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to tell you what they do. What they'll do if they know Corey's at the gym, the club, or the store, or Walmart, or whatever the fuck Corey doing, they're going to set themselves up to be in a position where Corey notices them. And that way they get to save whore face. You know, it's not like, you know, I don't want to look like a whore and try to act like I want to fuck them. But I'll position myself where we can bump in, where he notices me. Now, if Corey's working out, right? Damn, dude, I need to go get this workout on. He puts that on Instagram or Facebook. Well, let's say, I'm going to use you, Freelance. Let's say the guy's name is Freelance Ronan, his buddy, for all of a sudden, like, hey, Corey, dude, you like to work out? Cool, man. Yeah, I'm in your city, too. What gym you like to go to? Well, I like to go to suck my dick and put my balls in your face gym. I'm just saying, whatever the fuck, right? What do you think that sexual catfish Freelance Ronan, not Freelance ain't no woman, I'm just saying the one catfishing like Freelance Ronan, acting like it's a guy. See, y'all don't understand how conniving women are. She doesn't want to lose or look like a whore. So what is she going to do to make sure she saves face? Position herself where Corey notices her first. So that means if Corey's at the gym working his back or whatever, right? Because that's the information the sexual catfish Freelance Ronan would do. Oh, dude, well, what's your workout like, man? Well, shit, dude, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, back. Tuesday, Thursday, I do legs. I do a little bit of cardio on Saturday. I mean, whatever your workout routine is. So then she knows where to position herself on the day. If it's cardio day, how many of y'all guys are y'all doing cardio? Y'all running, and the women are just walking right by you like cattle and shit. How many of y'all guys doing exercises and shit, and the women are just walking by you like cattle, right? The easiest way to position herself is walk close enough where he notices her, but not too close. That's how smart they are. Corey's like, wait, Tamika, excuse me, Tamika, is that you from the, hey, Tamika, right? But I'm sorry, Corey, I did you wrong, dog. Corey's on the thing running, and then Tamika starts walking. And Corey's like, Corey, choo, 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 choo. Tamika, hey, excuse me. Hey, Tamika, how you doing? Hey, it's Corey from the party the other night. How you doing? I didn't know you go to this gym. Oh, well, I just... She like this. Well, I just like to, you know, just get a workout every once in a while. You know, I'm surprised you go to this gym. since you want to act like you're God's gift to the world to all women, I didn't think you would go to the gym. Tamika, did I say something to offend you? I don't understand what the problem is. Is there something wrong? No, there's nothing wrong. I'm just saying or whatever, right? Well, let me tell you what I'm saying, Tamika. Look, I don't want to interrupt you, and I'm kind of working out and everything, but hey, check this out, Tamika. If I catch you around before I leave, I'm going to make sure I go and give you my number. And the reason I'm going to do that is because you're a very attractive woman, and I'd love to get to know you better. Well, if that was the case, why didn't you do it at the party, right? Well, because the thing is that I don't want to seem like it's a meat market. I didn't go to the party looking for women. Matter of fact, to be honest with you, I went to the party to get away from women. Well, what do you mean get away from women? Well, it's no big deal. It's just a bunch of women that's just, never mind. I don't want to sound like I'm God's gift to women. And guess what? She's going to start laughing. You see what I'm saying, guys? Oh, you crazy. So how many women do you have? Girl, let me tell you. Man, I got about five or six of them that is just getting on my nerves. And I honestly went to the game night to get away from those women. I just wanted a breath of fresh air. And you might be able to take that spot of breath of fresh air. But before I know that, why don't you go ahead and take this number down, give me a call so I can get to know you, or we get to know each other in a more intimate way. Hold on one second. Turn off, put the button on pause, wipe the sweat off his good, dig in his bag, gives him, hey, now wait, I want to let you know before I give you this, you know this is special, right? What you mean is special? Girl, hold your phone now. Let me show you how special this is. Because only a special man can do special things. Hold your phone now for a second. Tap, tap. Tap, tap. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? Tap, tap. It's over at that point right there. Because as he taps it, she can't say. Come on, fuck with your boy, the Dean, dog. Come on. All I'm showing you guys is a life that you can have. All I'm showing you is what it's like when you don't give a fuck. I'm showing you how you can have as many women as you want when you're not giving a fuck about the fucking results. And every woman has got to earn your respect. They got to earn your time. And at the end of the day, gentlemen, they got to earn your motherfucking dick. Let's see here. Let me get a few more and we'll answer some questions. Here's another one I want to tell you, because I could keep going on how Court can fuck all the women. I talked about the Netflix and stuff. I talked about the job. I talked about the holidays. I talked about the parents. Oh, dude, don't be sick. Don't be sick. Don't, or in front of your girl. Oh, my God, what's wrong? Oh, don't. Hey, look, this is what I'm going to do. When I get off work, I'm going to go to Panera Bread, and I'm going to go get you some of your favorite soup. You look, you just lay in the bed, take all your clothes off, and let me take care. Baby, it was just a sneeze. No, I don't want anything to go wrong with you. I worry about you. Y'all don't think women do that shit? Do it all the time when you're sick. Let's see here. I think I covered a lot of things. There's so many more I want to cover. They talk about also your problem that someone did bring up as well that I missed was New Year's. A lot of women want to bring in the new year with you. That's also going to be a problem that you're going to have. But at the end of the day, guys, it's a great feeling when you have so much control over your life. Women want to fuck you because they can't smell thirst on you, right? But the question that you've got to ask yourselves, am I ready to manage a roster of women that have a bunch of attitudes who are going to try to do everything they can to be number one in my life? Are you ready to deal with all the shit that comes with losing friends, family members, coworkers mad at you? People want to fight you for no fucking reason that you don't even know because their girl is talking about you. Are you ready? And again, I'm not trying to be funny. I just want y'all to see both sides of the coin. Now, next Wednesday, if I don't have my operation, Thursday. Yeah, I should be able to do the show Wednesday because if they tell me I got to do my operation on Thursday for my throat, I'll be out for 2 weeks. But don't get worried. It's no big deal. They just taking some shit out of my throat. But that's why I'm sounding like this. So once I find out the date of the operation, I'll be off for 2 weeks. It's going to be a Thursday. So it's not going to be this Thursday because it's already passed. So next week, what we're going to be talking about, player tennis. Fuck player tennis. We're going to talk about man tennis. Next week, we're going to discuss man tennis. Now, what I'm going to do with this show today, I'm going to run this show, but I'm going to cut out the dopest part of the show when that chick called in, and I'm going to make that its own little section for y'all guys because we did 4 hours and a half, so it's going to be hard to kind of sift through that shit. No, I'm okay. It's just that I went to the voice doctor today, and they did the thing in my throat and shit. And they saw what the problem is. So it's just taking something out. It's no big deal. It's an easy operation. I'll be out for 2 weeks. I won't be able to talk for 2 weeks. Can y'all imagine? I'm not going to be able to talk for 2 weeks. Oh, man. So what I'm saying is this, is that at the end of the day, that I want y'all guys to see in all of this is that, yes, the lifestyle is great, okay? I know, Whiskey, I didn't fucking know what the deal is. But what I'm saying to y'all guys is the lifestyle that you're going to live is so great, but you have to ask yourself the question, is this something I want, okay? Is this something I want, okay? I'll let the... Hey, yeah, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Whiskey freelance. If y'all want, I could call into the show and have y'all call in and talk, and I can just sit there and just be like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. We'll see what's up. We'll think of something. But if we do a show or something, Whiskey, I'll let y'all know. Y'all can run the show and shit and stuff like that, man. Yeah, hey, look. Yeah, I'm going to draw stick figures. Oop. Wait. I would do all that shit. But anyway, look, guys. End of the day. Now, I'm going to leave y'all for questions. We have questions. We're going to do a whole 5 hours. It's 4:38, so I'll wrap this up. Any questions y'all got, now's the time y'all can call in or ask. I make it about you right now. Ask any questions that y'all want to ask. But like I said before, guys, the lifestyle is great, but you got to ask yourself, am I ready to deal with everything that comes with having a roster of women? That's all I'm saying, okay? Yeah, playing charades and shit. I'm going to be drawing stick figures like I'm going to draw a whiskey bottle and shit, and then I'm going to have a door closing for shit, and then I'm gonna tell and I'm gonna draw a picture of hell, and then I'm gonna have a point up, and I'll be talking to Whiskey. Whiskey, that'll be like, Whiskey, shut the hell up. I don't even know how the fuck I'm gonna even explain that shit. But anyway, but I'm gonna definitely have a show next week because that's Thursday. So I don't know if it's gonna be next Thursday, but once I know, it'll be on a Thursday though. But definitely, we're gonna have a show next week. Now tomorrow, Riding with the Dean, guys. We're going to have a show, Riding with the Dean, tomorrow. Let me give you the time. Riding with the Dean, gentlemen, is going to be tomorrow, and this is going to be Eastern Standard Time. Tomorrow is going to be 1:30 East. Around 1:30 East, we'll have a Riding with the Dean around 1:30 East. 1:30 East is 12:45, that's about it. Yeah, so we'll do it like that. Anyway, guys, any questions y'all have, the line is open. Feel free to call in and ask. This is for you guys, but I appreciate all you guys, man. And hopefully the information that you got in the first hour, you go back and listen to it. And then tomorrow when you go out into the world, if you have to work, look at what I'm talking about. You should be able to see the world in a whole new set of eyes tonight, because now you get to see why most guys end up between 100 and 50. They're working on the woman's terms, okay? That's what we want to talk about and discuss. So if anybody has any questions, go ahead and feel free. We will wrap this up. But what's my opinion? Oh, shit. Let me click on the question. Oaktown, my dog Oaktown says, Steve, what's your opinion on waiting until lockdown is over to hang out with women instead of meeting up with them now? Oak, look, remember, Oak, what do we want to do, Oak? I want to show experience, Oak, okay? So what is experience, Oak? Follow me on this. You know what experience is, Oak? Experience is talking to the woman and telling her, you know what, Friday we'll have our ice cream date. Well, I don't want, I'm not going out because the vibe, blah, blah. Well, no, Friday's going to be our ice cream date. What do you mean? Well, this is what I want you to do. You get your favorite ice cream. I'll get mine. I'll call you live on video, and I'll position either the motherfucking camera towards the TV so we can watch Netflix, or we'll have one-on-one. You see what I'm saying? So what I'm saying, those are things that you can do. Now, if you're afraid of the virus or anything like that, you can still, remember, I want you to touch her without touching her if you don't want to see her face-to-face, all right? So you have options, Oak. You just remember, lead her to where you want her to go. I told you that, Ryan, with the Dean. You be the wind. Be the gust of wind that leads and pushes her sail, or be the current that drags her. Not, I don't want you dragging women, okay? But doing that, okay? Brandon, hey, Unc, the lady that called in, she was a type 1 personality, and I'm trying to get better reading. Yes, Brandon, good job. Yes. But Brandon, check this out. I'm going to get deep with you on this one, Brandon. Even though she's a type 1, sir, doesn't mean she's going to end up a type 1. All right? Hear me out on it, Brandon. She might be a type 1 to a sucker. She might be a type. Okay, Brandon, what did you see? Okay, you saw a type 1, right? But did you see how I commanded the type 1? Did you see how the type 1 followed my instructions, Brandon? So always remember, you're going to have wiggle room when you're dealing with women to make them into what you want, because when they know that you're leading, they will follow. And a type 1 can change, brother. Right now, she's a type 1 because that's what her man trained her to be, right? She ain't no motherfucking type one on this show. She had to know her place at the table. She whiskey kicked her ass out, brought her back in, and she realized, okay, I'm going to shut the fuck up and then try to complain and, you know, get me in trouble. Hey, she tried to get me in trouble. Hey, she thought saying that I'm calling women bitches and being disrespectful, that she thought my old lady's going to be like, Steven, I can't believe you're saying that. Young man, you apologize right now. You're in timeout. We're going to discuss this when you get up. That's what she fucking wanted, dude. What I'm saying is, Brandon, remember, let me show you real quick. Where is it? Brandon, remember what I told you. Let me show you this shit real quick. Remember, Brandon, this is important. Let me find it. When you say she was bouncing from one to two and stuff, well, let me show you. Oh, let me. Here's the question, Brandon. Oh, wait, let me take off the thing. Here's the question, Brandon. What areas was she changing in? You see what I'm saying? See, when a woman knows that she's running your ass, she can hop between 150 and 50 and zero. But when a woman meets a real man, she can jump from 150 and go above 100 or 0 to 50 and above 100. It just depends on what it is she's dealing with. And like old boy just said right there, she was dealing with a motherfucking gun. She was dealing with the gold standard, goddammit. And I'm not the gold standard. I'm just a motherfucking man. That's it. I'm not special. So we got 14 minutes to go. Anything else y'all got, please let me know. Guys, also, let me just go ahead and give you the information about if y'all, you know, once I get my voice right, I'll do more videos and boot camps and stuff like that. But let me, it's been a minute. Let me jump to an ad or something real quick. But definitely check this out. Guys, again, fucking man attitude, definitely check that out. Guys, and like I told you before, if y'all want pussy, I'm trying to set y'all up with pussy. Nobody does it like me.
When it comes to confidence and feeling good about ourselves, sometimes we need a punch in the chest to overcome any feeling of fear. When it comes to meeting, approaching, texting, talking, and getting what you want across to her, sometimes, not all the time, we just need that extra push in the right direction before fear creeps in. TheManMindset.com presents The Fucking Man Attitude. It's absolutely fucking free.
Okay. And we'll do and we'll do one more.
The Man Mindset presents When She Comes Over, a cooking show for men who want to show a woman why he's the opportunity and not the option. Steve is here to show you how to make simple dishes that can win her mind, her heart, and her body. One thing a woman loves most is a creative man. One who can make her toes curl in the bedroom. And one who can make her toes curl in the kitchen.
Yeah, so y'all, guys, all that's free, man. We got nothing but free stuff. We want to give you as much free content as possible to give you guys the edge in this motherfucking game. Guys, we got a few minutes left. If y'all got any other questions, I'll be happy to answer them. We're about to wrap this up. We did a good 5 hours. It was a great show. I'm going to cut out the best part, and I'm going to put that motherfucker up so y'all can smoke that shit in y'all pipes, because I don't know, I wonder if she subscribed to me. Let me see here. Hold on. No, somebody said something. Hold on, let me see. Let me see something here. Hold on, what is this? Let me see something here. Hold on, I ain't even look at this shit. Hold on a second. Let me see this. Guys, y'all got a question? Go ahead, Dad. Let me just look at this real quick. Damn, I can't even turn it up. But wait a second. If you got a question, go ahead and ask. I'm just looking at something real quick. So he's Lord, Dark Lord of the Sith, former Jedi turned Sith Lord, master of from five demons. So, what the fuck is this shit? I don't know. We'll look at that. But anyway, any other questions? Let me see here. He said diabetes. The Dawn checked her at the door. Yeah. So, we are about to wrap this up. We had a good show. A lot of good information. We're going to have Ryan with the Dean tomorrow. Next Wednesday, we'll be talking about playing tennis. And while we're talking about playing tennis, I want to make sure that you guys out there, we'll do what we did today. We'll let y'all throw anything my way, and I will return serve in a way. Now, I want y'all to collect all the text messages y'all have. Don't make shit up. You have text messages that you have from women, just grab that shit, and we'll go from there. Anyway, guys, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up, guys. Like I always say to all you guys out there, I appreciate all you guys, man. Really good show today. Really pissed somebody off. I tried to be a man of my word. I made a deal with a woman, which I shouldn't have done, but I tried, and I got bit in the ass for that shit because I didn't even get my last two questions out. I feel like I got cheated again. But you got to understand, this is part of life. Everybody's not going to do everything you want to do, so you just got to accept things for what they are. So last go around before we go ahead and wrap this up. We're going to wrap this up before the five-minute mark. Any questions y'all got, go ahead and post it in the chat room. And we will definitely go from there. But until then, guys, I always like to tell you guys, always, guys, at the end of the day, guys, please, guys, make sure y'all take a moment and look at the graveyard. Make sure that you guys out there realize that everybody there thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Everybody's not going to live their life as a man. So what we want to do is make sure that you live every life like it's your last. And again, I honored what I said. I didn't talk. I didn't say nothing. I did say something. I tried to give her a free question. I tried to give her a free question because she should have asked her, like, how does he get in trouble or what's his punishment or something? But I don't know. But hopefully you guys saw today that I'm not trying to fake it, man. This is how it is. And I don't know. Real quick, this is what I'm going to ask you guys. Before we wrap this up, what do you want me to call the show title of the woman talking to my old lady? I'm going to let y'all answer. What would be a good show title name? Y'all give me a few of them, and I'm going to grab the best one, but I'm going to let y'all answer. Guys, what do y'all want me to name the show tomorrow? I'm a cut that up, and I'm a release that shit. But what do y'all want me to name that shit? Let me know. What do you want me to name it? And give me something good. It's something, you know, it can't be bad because you know how YouTube is. So just give me something simple, something simple. Kings care not about the thoughts of annoyance. Angry woman asks. I like that. I like that. Jeremy, that was close, but I like whiskeys. I like that. Yeah, I like that. I like that. Angry woman asks. And what we say, Mrs. Dean? Steve's wife. Angry woman asks Steve's wife five questions. We can do it like that. We can do it like that, because it's not really aggressive. Because we're gonna grab it from the point she came in, so everybody will know how she came in. When Whiskey kicked her out, Whiskey brought her back in. She calls into the show, so we're gonna roll. That's what we're gonna do. Because I don't want people to miss what the fuck they missed out on. So we're gonna have that whole thing. And we're going to play when we talk to her man as well, okay? So we're definitely going to ask that, man. Hey, damn, Usher. Ooh. Steve Wife answers five questions from an angry woman. Damn, that really sums the fuck up. Damn, Whiskey. Usher kind of got, I like that. Steve's Wife answers five questions from an angry woman. I think that sums it up right there. That's perfect. But Whiskey, your name's gonna be mentioned in this shit. So yeah, you are the bad guy, Whiskey, because you kicked her out and she had to come back in. So I am going to write that down. Usher, you win. As I'm writing that down. And I'm going to try to knock that out tomorrow in the morning before I go riding with the Dean. Before I go riding with the Dean, I'm going to try to knock that out. If I can knock it out tonight, I will. Probably stay up for two more hours. So if I can get the download in 2 hours or whatever, I'll try to knock it out. I'll try to figure it out. I'll see what I'll do. Anyway, so I'll write that down. D's Wife answers five questions from an angry woman. And you know what was weird? Why did the guy ask me how old my woman is? She told you I've been with. Look, I don't understand some people, dude. I don't understand. Yeah. So, yeah, man. It was good. All right, guys. No, we're going to finish it out. We got three more minutes left, so let's round this shit out, guys. Come on, give me a question or something. Let's round this shit out. If y'all have any questions, get at me at The Man Mindset, okay? Yeah, I don't know if I have enough room to add, plus her boyfriend chimes in. But when they listen to this shit, they're gonna listen to the end, because they're gonna wanna know what the fuck happened. But guys, y'all wanna have any questions, hit me up at themanmindset@gmail.com, themanmindset@gmail.com, themanmindset@gmail.com. It was a very interesting show. Rob, you missed so much, Rob. Rob, you missed so much. The beginning, again, for those that just missed it, we talked about the importance of experience. We had a woman get mad where I had to bring my wife in that she asked five questions. I know I ain't shit, freelance. And we talked about the dark side of dating when you really have a roster. What are some of the problems you're going to deal with women? It's a lot. It's a lot, man. Yeah, Whiskey's the star of the show, because Whiskey, I think he banned a chick, but I told him not to because she was saying beautiful things, man. If you're going to ban her for saying I'm a nice guy. Ban her for saying that I'm sweet and loving and kind. Don't ban her as for fucking telling me, for telling me I'm an asshole. That's music to my bitch ass ears, dog. I love that shit. So, guys, check that out. Guys, remember, Fucking Man Attitudes and all that. We got all that stuff for free. Free dating, free boot camps, free E-Zone, free poetry. I put up a poetry track a few days ago, and I'm going to drop one probably tomorrow. So, look for that. I'll probably drop a poetry track. So I got to get all I can out my throat before I got to cut this bitch. So we'll definitely do that, man. Just got texting and dirty talk. Okay, dirty talk. Okay, Super. When it comes through, when I get it, I guess I'm getting some stuff. When it comes through, I got you, dog. Let's see. When it comes through, I got you. But anyway, we did 5 hours. Okay, we did 5 hours. All right, so guys, I'm going to close this one down. I'm going to wait for it to go through. I'm going to download it, and I'm going to cut out that part, and I'm going to upload that as well, and we're going to call it Steve Wife Answers 5 Questions from an Angry Woman. That's what we're going to call it, and we will play it from the moment she pops in. Now, I'm probably going to a little bit of the sex shit that I was talking about when she jumped in. Where's my boy? I don't know. I'm just going to go with it. Hey, I'm going to have to go with what I got. I'm going to go with what I got. Freelance, always, man. I try to give y'all the best of the best shows, man. We try to do that over here, man. But anyway, like, subscribe, share, all this good shit. I appreciate you all, man. I am the Dean. I need to rest my voice. I need to go play some video games anyway. Video game time. This is the Man Mindset, guys. We're going to wrap this up. Guys, I will see you tomorrow around 1:30. If you got the notification, I will post that up. Real quick, guys. What do y'all want me to talk about tomorrow? Any guy, tell me something real quick you want me to discuss. Real quick, guys, before I wrap this up. Chat room, give me anything, man. Well, you know I'm going to get too disliked. You can't make everybody happy, Usher, so it's cool. But give me something, gentlemen, that y'all want me to discuss tomorrow, Ryan, with the Dean. I guess first one, just give me something. Something y'all want me to discuss. I'll discuss that, Ryan, with the Dean tomorrow. I'm going to try to upload the thing tomorrow. So I'm going to go, I'm going to stop it. I'm going to play some video games, and I'm going to try to download it, cut it up, upload it, and then have it ready to go by the time I do Ryan with the Dean. So that's my thing. So, Corey, you're going to do it on texting, Yak. Zero. Yeah, okay, what I'll do, because I like freelance, because, Corey, next week I'm going to do on texting. Next week I'm going to do more. You get more time on texting. Jeremy, Yak is going to go with tomorrow, with next week as well. So I will run, because Whiskey, texting next week, because we're going to be talking about return and serve. So instead of giving y'all an hour of information, I'm going to give you 3 hours of texting. So we'll do that. But, yeah, freelance, good. Well, we'll do it on zero tolerance. I'm going to write that down. All right, so next week we're doing it on zero tolerance, okay? And, hey, guys, y'all are great, great men, and I have the honor and have the privilege of being able just to give you information, and I just want to say thank you. I don't thank you motherfuckers all the time, but I do appreciate you motherfuckers, and sometimes it's good to know that you are appreciated. So anyway, guys, I'm about to wrap this motherfucker up. I'm a download. I got stuff to do. Play video games. Guys, always remember, guys, you are the prize. Tomorrow we're going to talk about zero tolerance, and we'll try to get that thing uploaded. I'm the motherfucking Dean. Fuck with yo boy. Well, I don't mean fuck me. I mean fuck with the shit I'm doing. I don't want somebody to say, well, you know, Steve getting called in and said fuck with your boy, and he wanted to.
Show pissed some bitch off and made her man call it in the show. Bitch got mad on the show. Had a chat, told her to shut the fuck up, and she called into the show. And I told her to call her man. And when I asked her how much she weighed, she hung up the fucking phone. Now I'm here to beat anybody's ass as a man. So whoever wants some, come get some. Whoever wants some, come get some.
Hey, everybody in the game. Well, I'll sit back and wait. I got time. It's on my side.